Well, greetings and welcome, all you commanders, eagles, and angels. This is Rain Bird, and I'm pleased to welcome you to Tara and Rama's Hard News on Friday nights. We're so grateful you're joining us, and we'd like to take a few moments to set the tone for the evening. So let's go into our heart space. Well, let's first take a few gentle breaths. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, slowly, gently, and intentionally. And go into your heart space. Gather with your guides, your guardians, your spirit teams, your healing teams, your ancestors, your totems, whoever you like to journey with the Kimi drum with. And there's a council fire, it's in the center. Let's gather around that council fire in that virtual way we know how to do. Come in close and make that circle. Cover all those directions. Now let us call in the seven galactic directions in the Mayan tradition with the Kimi drum. Welcome from the East, the House of Light. May wisdom open in the dawn that is upon us, so that we may see things clearly. We welcome from the North, the House of Night. May wisdom mature among us, so that we may see everything from within. And we greet from the West, the House of Transformation. May wisdom be transformed into right action, so that we might accomplish what must be done. And we welcome from the South, a House of Eternal Sun. May right action give us the harvest, so that we might enjoy the fruits of the planetary being. And we greet from above, the House of Paradise, where the star people and the ancestors gather. May their blessings reach us now. We welcome from below, the house of the earth. May the beating of the crystal planet's heart bless us with its harmonies, so that we might end war. And we welcome from the central source of the galaxy, which is everywhere at once. May everything be recognized as the light of mutual love. I am Hunaku, Eva Maya, Eva Ho. I am Hunaku, Eva Maya, Eva Ho. I am Hunaku, Eva Maya, Eva Ho. All hail the harmony of mind and nature. In Lak Ash Alakin, you are the other me, I am the other you. Aho. Let's take a few minutes and just stay wherever that drum beat took you as we look at today's Mayan record of days. And we are getting close. We're in July now. We're getting close to that day out of time in the beginning of the new year. So we're wrapping up the year of Khan. And the seed, the flowering, and we will be coming into the a year of Muluk. The moon, and that a year of purification with that. So let's look at Ben, the overtone Skywalker. That's today. It's the five Ben, and. So the three keywords for the Skywalker are explore, wakefulness, and space. And tone five is the overtone. And its three keywords are commanding, radiance, and empower. So here's the mantra for today. I in power in order to explore, commanding wakefulness. I seal the output of space with the overtone tone of radiance. I am guided by the power of birth, which is Emish. And the ally today is Kimi, linker of worlds. Oh yeah, so that guiding power Emish is the beginning. It's the red dragon. So, and the challenge today is the knight, Akbal, and our occult guide for the night, for the day, is the sun, Ahau, Christ consciousness. So, moving on, let's look at that just a little bit more. This is Ben. Ben is a warrior aspect. This is Skywalker, and it's about focus. It's about striving towards self-illumination and about clarity. So we have these gifts of strengths, and we have the gift of that ability to bend dimensions. So let's let go of any resistance to faith or any belief in aloneness as we embrace these energies today, tonight. And then moving on to Saturday, it's a 6 East, the white rhythmic magician. And so the rhythmic tone always doubles that tone for the tone guide. So it's a double magician. This is a visionary aspect, and it's about illumination for others and clarity of mind and purpose. And we have these gifts of being that jaguar, priestess, woman, that shaman, the gift of integrity and working in accordance with divine will. So we let go of any control or personal power issues or any manipulation as we embrace these energies on Saturday. And then moving on to Sunday, it's the seven men, the blue resonant eagle. This is a visionary aspect for Sunday. And our work with this eagle energy is our commitment to service. It's moving consciousness to source. And it's reconnecting with all creation. So we embrace these gifts of independence, the belief in ourselves, and let go of any feelings of despair, or dissociation, and the illusion of separateness as we embrace these energies on Sunday, this ego energy. And then on Monday, it's an 8 key, the yellow galactic warrior. So this is the warrior aspect, and it's about trusting our journey and bringing awareness of right action. So we have these gifts of our communication with the divine and that access to cosmic consciousness. So let's let go of any limitation, restriction, or hesitation as we embrace these energies on Monday. And with that galactic tone, so we're working in that higher octave. And then on Tuesday is a 9 Kaban, the yellow solar earth. And it's the new moon. The new moon is at 5:44 Eastern Daylight Time, so 4:44 in Standard Time or in Central Time, Daylight Time. And I believe that new moon is in Cancer. It could be in Leo because it's changing right in there sometime. I don't have the time, so I'm not sure which it is. In any case, what's going on with this 9 Kaban, that solar tone, is, that's moving into action, what we've been doing. This energetic tone with that 9 is a healing aspect with the earth, Kaban. And we are the keeper of the earth, and our job is our awareness of earth energy. So we have these gifts of having that access to planetary harmony and being that balancing point. And using our intuition to make it all happen and listen to her. What does she need? And let go of any separation, any failure to read signs, or any dissociation as we embrace these energies on Tuesday with that new moon energy as well, starting those new beginnings. And then on Wednesday, it's a portal day. It's a 10 Etznob. So we have the extra dimensionality. The 10 energy is planetary energy, and that's manifestation And Asnab is the mirror. It's the white mirror. So this is the warrior aspect. And we're working on groundedness and that wise use of honesty and self-understanding with this mirror energy. So let's embrace these gifts of scrying the unseen, the fluidity, the persistence, and let go of any illusions of separateness, fear, or abandonment, or any illusions as we embrace these energies. On Wednesday, that portal energy, the extra dimensionality, and then moving on to Thursday, it's 11 Kuok. The Kuok is the blue spectral storm. So the storm is a visionary aspect. And our work with that is creating transformation for others and lighting clear thought. So we do our work and embrace these gifts of possibility, of freedom, and the power of catalyzing. And then let go of any addiction to crisis, any despair, fear, or illusions of separateness as we embrace these energies on Thursday. And then Friday when we come back, it's 12, Ahau, the yellow crystal sun. So we complete this union. And we only have two left after that. But so this is the yellow crystal sun. The sun is a healing aspect. And its work is rising to Christ consciousness and striving towards wholeness and transmitting energy to others. So we have these gifts of possibility, thinking, unconditional love, and the God self. And we're letting go of any limitation or separation. And we have that crystal energy with that. So we're working with that complex stability of the crystal, the three fours and the four threes and all the magic that's crystal, the power of the crystal. So let's embrace these energies on Friday. We'll talk about it some more next week when we come back. And so with that, I'm going to change my hat and do a little bit of housekeeping as we are a listener-supported radio program. It's all of us that make it happen. And so each week we need $184 for the radio. And this week we only need $60 because we've got some in there, $125 in there. So we just need $60 for the radio this week to complete that. And then we're also, and here's how you do it. Go into your heart space, see what is yours to give, and go to bbsradio.com. There on the homepage, on the left-hand side, you see the schedule for the different radio stations. We're on radio station 1. So you want to just click on the radio station 1 schedule, and you'll find the listing for the hard news on Friday nights at on Fridays at the 8 o'clock hour, and that's Central Time. And as you click on the icon that's there that shows up on that listing, it'll take you directly to our account with BBS Radio where you can make a donation in any amount. So thank you for taking that action. We're so grateful. And we also have a program on Saturday. It's at 3:30 hours on Radio Station 2, and it's indexed as the True History, and it's True History of Nisera and Our Galactic Origins with Tara and Rama. And look on Radio Station 2 schedule to find that listing. Click on the icon there, use your bank card, and make a donation there. So thank you for taking that action. We're so grateful for your all the ways that you show up in your lives, and this is a good way to do it. So thank you for your donations. We're also assisting Tara and Rama with their needs. And each week they need $200 in basics, and that's real important this week. They have a lot of basics to cover this week. So if we can get that $200 in donations, that would be awesome. And they also have one bill that's $184. So altogether, $384. And here's how we do it. Go to paypal.com. The sending address is as follows. Koran, Koran, 9999, at hotmail.com. And I'll say it again. The send address from PayPal is Koran, 9999, 49s. at hotmail.com. They also have a mailing address if you'd like to send a check or money order. The mailing address is Ram D. Berkowitz, R-A-M-D Berkowitz, Berkowitz, Post Office Box 280-280, and that's in Santa Cruz, New Mexico, the zip code 87567. So I'll repeat that. Post Office Box 280, Santa Cruz, New Mexico, zip code 87567. So there you have it, all the information. And I also want to give you the web address if you'd like to go there. It's rainbowroundtable.net. And there's all kinds of information there on the Sarah Law and what it brings, and explanations and introductions to the people that Ramos talks to. And at the very end of the website, you'll see GoFundMe for medical expenses for both Tara and Rama. If you want to contribute to that, that's wonderful. We appreciate it. And so there you go. 13 thank yous, honey, in the heart. I'm going to pass this talking stick. And, well, I guess everybody's involved in the world soccer event. So they're celebrating that with soccer balls and all kinds of flags from all of the nations as everybody gets together from 49 different nations. And we include all the rest by everything. So there's lots of fairies and feathers and lots of celebration for the changes that are happening with the solar flares and coming online in a whole new way on this planet. And lots of gratitude for all the extraplanetary energies that are coming this way. So greetings, Tara and Rama. Here comes this talking stick. Welcome.
Greetings. Thank you, Rainbird. Thank you, everyone, for being here. We are so grateful to be here to share the good news
Yes, indeed.
that things are shifting faster than I can comb my hair. It's that fast. I mean, I can move pretty fast with a comb, but the energies are moving a lot faster. And it's about these solar flares and the tectonic plates that are being activated. And we have tomorrow Stefan Burns and Pam Gregory talking about these energies that are humongous. And I didn't look at spaceweather.com today or Solar Ham, but it is big what's coming in, because we are in a time where the shift of the ages is at hand, and it takes every single one of us to do it in this now moment. All it takes is surrendering to love. And that might be a big one, as the civilization right now, it is moving from the old patriarchal system to the grandmothers, the goddess energy, the divine mother. And Mary Magdalene, Lady Nada, Mother Mary, all these feminine energies coming in with this new moon in Cancer on the 14th. And I sat with five deer today over at Sun Mountain, three crows and one coyote. It was hot, like 89, 90, around a 1201, 1202. And they walked with me in a circle, and we did the Adi Shakti mantra for about 5 minutes, and then they were off. They just heard something and took off. And then I talked to Mr. X and the Poppy Lady. And they told me to please send more Violet Flame and the Emerald Green Ray, the Sapphire Blue Ray into the Middle East right now, because it's not about Iran. It is about the situation in Washington, where they have used the energies of that vortex, 19.5 degrees, as I talk about, for very scrupulous activities that have nothing to do with the new heaven, new earth. And they are desperate because the simulation is ending, as Mel Lawson, Greg Braden, I don't know how many folks that are coming forward right now. Amanda Ellis comes to mind, Bruce Lipton. So many people are coming forward and saying that we have moved into a new space, new time, new place. The old order of the patriarchy has to take a back seat because the grandmother's, the goddess energy is here, and it's huge. And I bring it back to she who was here before the gods were here. She takes no prisoners. It is about love and that form. And I leave it to Mother to talk about that piece, because ultimately, this story that needs to be told desperately, that Graham Hancock talks about, the 12,800 years ago when things went awry, that is the situation right now in the Middle East. And that story needs to be told because it's about our DNA. It's about the galactics and love versus power. And I'm going to turn the talking stick over. Tara, yes, go ahead and read
Yes, I just
the.
have one good-sized paragraph to read from one of the Democracy Now! Presentations from today. The title of this is Now or Never. The Democratic Socialists of America, the DSA, and Justice Democrats on changing the Democratic Party. Mamdani, Gaza, and more. It starts off saying, as a rose-tinted wave of progressives and democratic socialists, Bernie identified himself as a democratic socialist right off the top in 2016 when he was running for president.
Yes.
And democratic socialists win democratic primaries across the United States. As that's happening, we take a look at two of the organizations behind this recent slate of successful electoral campaigns, the Democratic Socialists of America and Justice Democrats. From Claire Valdez and Dariel Lisa Avila Chevalier in New York to Mela Quiros in Colorado to Denise Lewis George in Washington, D.C. Major victories from self-described democratic socialists and the DSA's National Political Committee explain, and the DSA-backed candidates show that socialism is losing its scare factor. Ashiq Sadiq, co-chair of the DSA's National Political Committee, explains that DSA's goal is to reframe politics around class lines in the United States, which is what the ruling class has been doing forever. We want to transfer power from the 1% to the working class and to replace capitalism with socialism, which means expanding democracy in every part of our lives. By equipping progressives with alternatives to the traditional money streams relied upon by establishment Democrats, like the pro-Israel lobby or big tech, DSA, Democratic Socialists of America, and the Progressive Political Action Committee, Justice Democrats, hope to propel genuine advocates for the working class, unbought by corporate funding, into the halls of Congress. This is a big deal.
Yes, it is.
We went into this cycle viewing it as an existential one, says Alexandra Rojas, the executive director of Justice Democrats, which recruited candidates like Aviva Chevalier and Adam Pomaway in New Jersey. Quote, "We see fascism here at our doorstep, and this is a now or never moment for our party," unquote.
Okay.
Okay, now we can play. This is 30 minutes. Is that how long it is?
34 minutes.
34 minutes. And what's it called, drama?
Energy update. Taylor Swift, Bird Woman, the Bear Ball timeline jump, and art and e-crisis. When we get to the part where she's talking about her artwork, I'm gonna let it go. Okay, here we go.
And emotive
If the
crisis,
ex Yes.
not e-crisis, emotive crisis.
Yes. Here we
Existential
go.
crises that I have seen a lot of people living through over the last couple of weeks. If that wasn't enough of a warm-up and a wake-up call, I don't know what is, because we have a little bit of a pause going on right now before we head into top of the week with a level one timeline jump coming up, like I said in the July forecast. Right after that, on
This
its
is
heels,
big.
the Barbles basket. We will be headed into the center of that, and then right on the heels of that, another timeline jump, a level three timeline jump. So I'm going to be talking about that in this video, along with Spirit Team has me pairing Taylor Swift and the wedding with Barbles basket. I'm like, are you kidding me? But like all week long, I've been questioning them on this and questioning them on this. And all week long, they just keep showing me the wedding and lavender marriages and the wedding and purple and the wedding and lavender marriages. So we have some stuff to
Why
talk
is
about,
playing?
along with this image right here. So this talk about Taylor Swift and Barbles basket is also going to be wrapped into an image. This image right here, Spirit Team channeled this to me. And right on Taylor Swift's wedding day, I was finishing this, and the Spirit Team was like, "We want you to talk about this and her wedding and what's going on psychologically for people with Barbles basket and the existential crises that are happening right now." Like, we have this whole wrap of things to be doing. And before we get into the thick of things, I've got two pretty important announcements for you. One, I have a new conscious living product called Happy Bubbles and a story to go with it. So if you want to hear about that and see that, stick around, because I've got that afterwards. It's some like happy, lift me ups kind of stuff. And I've also got a story about being delayed, not necessarily denied, story that has to do with some turns that my business is taking with like wholesale and group coaching. Spirit Team is having me do some pretty big turns right now, and I want to share those with you. I want to share the story and bring you in on that and show you what's going on the inside. So stick around. I'm going to be sharing that at the end of this video. Where to begin? I have all these pockets that I want to talk about, and they're going to kind of move in a circle. So this is one of those videos where I'm going to ask you, like, just humor me. Just humor me in my ADHD as I kind of move from different aspects and we weave them together. But I think the best place to begin is with this image right here. And this image, I am calling her Bird Woman. She is in my Shopify. She is a print. You can pick her up if you want to. What you need to know about this image is Spirit Team channeled this image to me. So, like,
Handful of weeks ago, I was in my studio and spirit team, they're like, we need you to put a background treatment down. And they showed me the image of it. And so I did. And so the background treatment that you see here, that was what they showed me. They wanted me to do. So I did that, got it down, let it dry. It came back in and I'm like, what are we doing? Well, you know how I've been doing like faces and profiles and that kind of thing. And they literally showed me a image of a woman and half of her face covered in feathers with a bird sitting on top. So this is the best that I could do with it. Like this is the image. And I thought, wow, that's really pretty cool. That's like whimsical and mythical. And it kind of ties into that whole theme of like, you know, here we are as humans on the planet, but we're so much more with our energy fields and all that we are. Because like we know that there are people walking around on the planet who are embodied angels, right? We know this. We feel them. We see them. And we know there's people walking around on the planet who are like embodied elementals, like fairies or gnomes.
I see
And
them
we know
every
there's people
day.
walking around on the planet who are embodied more with like earth energy or wind energy or electric energy or like water energy. Like that is a thing. We know this. And so that's what I'm playing to here in this art. And I did this and I got it done and I thought, oh, this is going to be a really lovely thing to share with all of you. Great art story, that whole thing. Well, lo and behold, Spirit Team had so much more involved with this image because the day that I got it done, I finished this image on July 4th, 4th of July, right in that window when Taylor Swift was getting married. And I didn't think anything of like, you know, finishing the image on 4th of July and all this stuff going on. I didn't think anything about it until like within 24 hours and like all the videos popping up of Taylor Swift, right? La la la, la la la. And I'm like, okay, enough with Taylor Swift. And that's about when Spirit Team would begin to say to me, Dana, we want you to go to TikTok and the video we want you to see, it's the certain one down. And like, I'd open up my phone and go through it. And over and over and over again, Spirit Team is showing me the wedding of Taylor Swift. And I've got like, you gotta be fucking kidding me, right? You know, like, I don't wanna pay attention to that kind of stuff. And they're like, you need to pay attention to this kind of stuff. And then they start showing me Taylor Swift and the Bird Woman and Taylor Swift and the Bird Woman. I'm like, what is up with this? Well, at the same time this is going on, I am beginning to hear from different people about the existential crises that they're going through that are becoming moving through existential and into some physical manifestations of it. Like, and I've gone through some very intense things, and then I'm hearing of intense things happening in people's lives, and I'm like, oh, good God. Like, the astrology that we have been going through with all those different configurations, it's all kind of beginning to sneak up on us. And this is the warm up into Barbel's basket. And so, like, I've got in my swirl going on, like Bird Woman, Taylor Swift, all the crises stuff, like the background crises stuff happening in people's personal lives. And I'm like, oh, fuck. It's like some really big shifts. It's beginning to happen. And I don't know if it's just like just the astrology that we were walking through, or it's the warm up to Barbels and the timeline jumps that we have coming up. Like it could be a combination of all of that. I kind of began putting two and two together with a lot of it. And Spirit Team started channeling some things in. And this is some of what I want to share with you. The first thing Spirit Realm would like me to share with you has to do with throat chakra. Now, throat chakra is like the work that I've done in Somatic Money. Throat chakra has to do with our identity, our value with our identity, how we are seen and heard in the world, our branding. Also, to me, I've found that over a period of time, throat chakra, as we begin working with that, throat chakra to be very House of Mirrors kind of stuff and very, what are we showing to the world and what are we keeping hidden? And so, like, as Spirit Realm starts to show me this whole thing about Bird Woman and, like, with throat chakra, with identity, what we reveal, what we don't reveal, there can be some very healthy aspects of that. Some play and fun and, like, mythos and, like, what I was talking about earlier. Like, there's there's who we physically present ourselves to the world as, the very three-dimensional, like skin tone, gender, hair color, eye color, there's the very physical nature of who we are. And then there's the energy nature of who we are. And this image speaks to, there's the physical nature, because you see the physical aspect of a part of her face, but then there's the energy nature of, like, maybe she's overtly showing that she's a bird woman, or that is her mythos that she kind of keeps wrapped behind the scenes, that you see glimmers of. And as I am talking about this and sharing it with you like this, Spirit Team is saying that is exactly the nature and the behind the scenes and the foreground scenes that is happening in the astrology right now and will continue to happen in the astrology right now. And it's not just the physical nature of how we're physically seen in the world and then added in the energy nature, the mythos of who we are and what people can feel or see or pick up on or what we show or don't show. Like, it's not just that that's going on astrologically. It's even more than that. It's our own inner relationship with ourselves, as far as how we are interrelating with ourselves, with that, our physical nature of who we are and how we're seen and interacted with in the world. And then the mythos of the energy of how we experience ourselves internally, but also how we're experiencing that out in the world. And that's the energetic nonverbal aspect of us right now. And what Spirit Realm is saying is that right now, in the last couple of weeks, we've been in the deep end of the pool of experiencing that with ourselves and with one another in very deep, precise, intense kinds of ways. And if you remember me talking in the astrology, like, Chiron has been in the mix, Lilith has been in the mix, nodes have been in the mix. And so, like, that's wounded healer and secrets coming up. And what is our compass setting? For which direction are we turning in the world? And so, Spirit Realm is basically saying, do not underestimate the value and also the introspection and the time that you are spending with yourself, as far as experiencing who you are internally, both physically and energetic, mythologically, right? And how you are experiencing yourself in the outer world, physically, and with your mythos energetically, and how other people are interrelating with that. And so if you think about all those different aspects, and remember, throat, like, look at me, I'm talking about throat chakra, and it's throat chakra, which is the intensity of value and being seen and being heard, and how we move with image and reality, like, of who we are and seen and heard and who others are, and sometimes in very house of mirrors kind of ways. Like, Spirit Team is saying, that is the swirl that we are all in right now. And we have gone through, like, the last couple of weeks, we have gone through some epicenters of that. Like, when I looked at the astrology, I'm like, like, to me, it kind of felt like some of us are going to get that whole time out kind of thing, like a little bit of a rest, and maybe there's some bubbling pot kind of stuff going on. It was really hard to tell what was going to happen with it. And, like, oof, like, last 10 days, 2 weeks, there has been a bubbling pot of an intensity, even an inferno of this kind of swirl going on. And now this is where they want me to bring up Taylor Swift. This is where they want me to bring up Taylor Swift. Like, in the middle of all of this, the freaking Taylor Swift wedding happened, if you can call it a wedding at all. Because, like when I finally started looking at it, both on the light side and the shadow side, and what she presented and what other creators are talking about, and I have been going down the Taylor Swift rabbit hole off and on for probably the last 9 months. Like, not all the time, like pockets, like she'll pop up and they'll be like, oh, this and that and this. And so, like, when I saw the wedding happen, my first reaction was like, I don't want to look at it. Like, I don't even need to put energy there, like, over and done with that kind of stuff. And then Spirit Team's like, no, going and look, going and look. And so I did. And, like, the first round was just, all the regular stuff. I'll be like, oh my God, she got married and la, 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 la. Like, so I did those videos and I'm looking at those and I'm like, this is a fake wedding. It is a fucking fake wedding. This wedding could not be more performance art. It could not be more cosplaying if they tried. And it's not on a small scale. They did $50 million of performance art. You know, and then the lead in to the donations. Well, I mean, what did they do? 25 million in donations ahead of this thing? Like, it was a big deal. Now, remember, I'm going to bring up Bird Woman again, because like Bird Woman, I was finishing that just as she took off into like whatever this thing was that we will call a wedding. Right. And so, and Spirit Team is like, look at Taylor Swift and look at the Bird Woman, and look at Taylor Swift and look at the Bird Woman. And it was kind of like this feeling of like, there's what Taylor Swift showed us physically on the outside. And then as we begin to peel back the layers on it, there's all the layers of like, what are all the different physical meanings pointing arrows towards? Like, what is the mythos going on right now? She's presenting as one thing, but then when you begin to peel the layers back, there's all these different hidden things. So if you want to go down the Taylor Swift rabbit holes on this, that's great. I'm just going to do a few highlights just to give you a few ideas. I think the thing that caught me off guard in my first round through and this barrage of energy hitting me and I'm going, it's not real. That is one fucked up, you know, that is one fucked up performance art cosplay thing if I ever saw it. But as I'm going through it, the first layer that caught my attention was that lavender sign, you know, this sign right here. And you look at it and you go, it's purple. And that, you know, that's kind of weird, but it's her wedding. So, okay. And the second thing is like, is that an AT&T ad? You know, or is that a wedding announcement? AT&T ad or wedding announcement or both? And this is where Taylor Swift starts fucking with us, right? Because, you know, then you start pulling back the layers. And of course, the purple is lavender, which is the first indicator of like big red flag, you know, big purple flag for lavender marriage. And if you have not gone down that rabbit hole, you need to go down that rabbit hole on who Travis Kelce is and who his purported boyfriend is. And then you need to go down the rabbit hole of, you know, of Taylor Swift and her girlfriends and how she has dropped Easter eggs all along the way of LGBTQIA plus pastel rainbows in a lot of her videos. So Taylor Swift, LGBTQIA plus community bird woman kind of thing. I'm presenting as one thing, but I've got all of these feather indicators going on in other places. Like she has woven this stuff in all the way through. Now I do need to say here, as far as being gentle about gender roles and sexual orientation roles, that kind of thing. And this is what I need to say in that. If you are in your own closet, or if you've been in a closet, or if you're dealing with being in the closet kind of thing, that's your own personal business. That is not our business. And so when I'm bringing this up about Taylor Swift and is she LGBTQIA plus or not or whatever, like none of our business, none of our business, right? You know, that is for each person in their own time to do with what they want, when they want. So I have every respect and every honor for people who are closeted. It's your own, you know, it's your own business. It's not our business. You doing what you need to do in your own time, in your own way, totally up to you. Totally honor, totally respect that. The thing that makes it different with Taylor Swift is that she is using her closet against us in a very manipulative way. Remember, she.
Okay.
But we'll finish this when we come back.
And then we'll talk with Mother. About it all.
How many more minutes are left of that?
It's at 16 minutes. It's 30.
It's 34 minutes. And it's 34 minutes.
Yeah.
16 and 16 is, so it's 18 more minutes.
Yeah.
That's okay. We'll do that and then we'll do Mother when we come back.
Okay.
And we'll see what we got time for after
Got to go to the conference call now, and the number is 720 716 7301. And the pin code is 353863 pound. Satnam, namaste.
Greetings, Mother,
In the light of
the
most radiant one, in the office of the Christ, and only in the office of the Christ, we invoke the loving energies of Saint Germain and the Violet Flame.
We ask at this time for joy, for peace, for love, for happiness, and for all that is good to come to all the people in the world. And let it be so. And
so
thank you, Mother. Greetings, Mother.
Greetings, children of Ra. Things are indeed rapidly moving into that what you call ascension. Every particle, every point of light, how you say it, the electrons, protons, neutrons, all the beings, known and unknown, are being called at this time. It is a most auspicious moment to be here in these temples of living radiance. Yes, it is a most precarious time as well, as we send the violet flame and so much love, gratitude for being alive in whatever form that is. We are changing dimensions and the frequencies are moving us faster and faster into the oneness, the bliss, the joy. These wayward children of ours, they know it's over, and they are making last ditch desperate attempts to hold on to the power, and is slipping through their hands like fairy dust. And the fairies are blessing them as well with the energies of starlight, moonlight, sunlight. The sun is taking us to the next level as he, she moves up in octave, as Helios and Vesta come into play, our godparent sun behind the sun, it is called, as these bodies, temples, change and shift with the frequencies. Be kind to yourselves. We are saying that to all living beings, whether they're listening or not. If the ripples in the pond called the quantum field, they are receiving the light that's pouring in. It is big, and we can say all the trivial, not so trivial situations on the planet are coming up to be balanced and healed. It's this radiant moment here that identity, or as we are in these temples, we made choices about what is known as gender, and it is what is happening is the matriarchy, the grandmothers, the divine mothers, the goddesses are stepping forward. The patriarchy is taking a back seat. They must learn their lessons from the great goddess of all that is. The iron fist is not always the way. There is something called the touch of a feather or the touch of a snowflake. These particles that are coming in from our sun and beyond are changing the dynamics of this reality, as we can call it, this simulation, because it is a simulation, and we are part of the story of how we help each other to wake up in the simulation and realize it is just that, a holodeck program, and the operators, central intelligence, whatever you wish to call it, the great computer. Not sure what to say. It is this living radiance that we are all intertwined, entangled in this story. And it is big because it is the ascension of an entire planet and her people with it. Everything that has been brought into the present moment, it is about this three letters, DEI.
What do they stand for?
Diversity, equality,
Quality.
equity, inclusion.
Inclusion. Okay.
We are all one race of beings on this planet, and that is a good thing. And the colors are the spectrum of the rainbow as our divine essence made choices to come in to experience this simulation in a good way, to share joy, ecstasy, bliss. And at the moment, things are changing rapidly. War is never the answer. Even the ones who came to sit before the Buddha, ask him questions. He said, go and listen to the in spirit within. That is where the answers lie. It is not the fallen ego that got us where we are at the moment. And things are turning around rapidly. We are in a new heaven, new earth, which is very good. The astrology is making it so. This basket that's spoken of, things are moving rapidly into place with this day out of time. 8-8 Lion's Gate coming up, along with the other aspects that are completing themselves in this latter half of July. It is big because we have the ability to change this reality. This was given to us as part of how we move this into greater love coming in. That is a good thing. We are going to pass the talking stick to Tori Kotarobos.
Okay, Mother.
She
Is there
has
anything
a
that we should look forward to for this next week?
what you can look forward to that is not being quite discussed. We heard it on the local news here
You did.
that
What did you hear?
we heard that the Epstein story with Zorro Ranch is
Is it going to come all the way out, Mother?
time
Mr. Grump
because
is going to be having to face his stuff. Is that what you're saying?
yes, this is on
Wow.
all levels, war crimes, rape
Against little girls.
on any level is not part of the story. It is a violation of the feminine. So, Great Mother Goddess comes to balance the energies out. We have been called the Great Equalizer, yet we do not come with the weapons of war. It is about the fierce heart of love that changes this story. Gotta deal with your stuff, your demons in your own reality. It is big. We send a violet flame to all these situations, and we are going to pass the talking stick here to Tori Kotarobos.
How long is she?
20 minutes.
Okay.
Here we go.
We go.
Greetings.
Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Sabaoth. Eliyahu, Eliyahu, Eliyahu. Yod heh vod
Welcome, loved one.
Adonai
This
Bisvastu.
meditation is an invitation to return home to yourself,
Namaste.
to that eternal essence that exists beneath the noise of the mind, beyond old stories, and deeper than the roles you play in the world. Your higher self has always known the way. It speaks in whispers through intuition, through longing, through the quiet wisdom of your heart. In this sacred time together, allow yourself to soften, to listen, and to remember who you truly are. Allow your eyes to gently close. Take a slow, deep breath in through the nose and fully exhaling through the mouth. Breathing deeply in, allowing the breath to nourish every cell of your being. And exhaling, releasing any tension, any effort, and any need to be anywhere other than here. As you take one more deep breath in, as you exhale, surrender into this moment. Allow your breathing now to find its own natural rhythm. With each breath, feel yourself arriving more fully in your body. Feel the support beneath you. Feel Mother Earth holding you, receiving you, supporting you without condition. There is nowhere to go, nothing to do, nothing to become. Simply be. Bring your awareness now to the center of your chest, the sacred sanctuary of your heart. Within the deepest chamber of your heart, imagine a beautiful and radiant flame. This is your sacred threefold flame, the divine spark of your true being. See before you three luminous plumes of living light gently dancing within your heart center. Perhaps you notice a brilliant blue flame representing divine power, faith, and protection. Beside it burns a radiant gold flame embodying divine wisdom, illumination, and understanding. Along these, a beautiful pink flame shines brightly, radiating divine love, compassion, and creative intelligence. Together, these three sacred flames burn eternally within you. They are the living presence of the divine within your heart. They have always been there, untouched by fear, untouched by pain, untouched by the changing circumstances of life. No matter what you have experienced, this sacred flame has never diminished. It remains forever pure, forever radiant, forever whole. As you breathe gently, imagine these three flames growing brighter with each inhale. With every breath, the blue flame strengthens your trust in spiritual power. The golden flame awakens deeper wisdom and inner knowing. The pink flame expands unconditional love throughout your entire being. Allow these three sacred flames to now merge into one magnificent, radiant sun within your heart. feel this divine presence expanding throughout your entire chest. Feel the warmth. Feel the love. Feel the remembrance. You are not separate from the divine. You are an expression of it. And this sacred threefold flame is the eternal reminder of who you truly are. It is the eternal spark of the divine that lives within you. As you breathe, imagine this light gently expanding. With each inhale, the light grows brighter. With each exhale, it expands throughout your entire being. Breathing in, brightening. Breathing out, expanding. Allow this radiant light to flow through your entire body, flowing into your shoulders, your arms and hands, your throat, your face, your mind, softening every thought, relaxing every muscle, allow this radiant light to travel down through your torso, your abdomen, your hips, your legs, all the way to the soles of your feet. Your entire body is now illuminated from within, a living vessel of light. Take a moment to simply rest here. Imagine now that from the base of your spine and the soles of your feet, roots of light begin to extend deep into the earth. Moving through layers of soil and stone, descending into the crystalline heart of Mother Earth. Feel her loving presence. Ancient, wise, steady. Receive her support now. Silently repeat, I am grounded. I am supported. I belong here. Now bring your awareness upward. Imagine a beautiful column of luminous light descending from above. A stream of pure divine consciousness flowing from source. The light enters through the crown of your head, gentle, loving, wise, Allow this light to pour through you like a sacred waterfall, flowing through your crown, your third eye, your throat, your heart, your solar plexus, your sacral center, your root, a perfect alignment of heaven and earth. You are the bridge. You are the meeting place of spirit and form. As this light moves through you, imagine each energy center awakening into harmony and coherence. Everything that is no longer aligned with your highest good gently dissolves into the light. Old fears, outdated identities, limiting beliefs, energetic cords of obligation, the need to strive, the need to prove, simply let them go. You no longer need to carry what is not yours. Take a deep breath now and ask inwardly, Higher Self, what would you have me know in this moment? Rest in silence. Trust whatever arises. A word, an image, a feeling, a knowing, or perhaps simply peace. There is no right or wrong. Your highest self speaks in many languages. Now imagine standing before your highest self, the radiant, fully embodied expression of your higher self. Notice how this being appears. Notice the energy, the love, the wisdom. Feel the unconditional acceptance emanating from this sacred presence. Know that this is not separate from you. This is you, your future and eternal self. Invite this luminous being to step forward and merge completely with you. Feel this union, the remembrance, the homecoming. Allow every cell of your body and being to receive this frequency. Silently repeat, I am aligned with my higher self's wisdom. I trust the unfolding of my path. I release all that no longer serves my highest expression. I am worthy of love joy, abundance, and peace. I honor the sacred truth of who I am. I allow my higher self to guide my life. I am the embodiment of divine love. Take a few moments now to rest in this state of alignment. Breathing. Receiving. Remembering. Know that you can return to the sacred inner sanctuary whenever you choose. Your higher self is always speaking. Your higher self is always guiding. Your higher self has never left you. When you feel ready, you may begin to gently bring awareness back into your physical body. Feeling the rhythm of your breath. Feeling the surface beneath you, noticing sensations in your hand and feet. Take a deeper breath in and slowly exhale. And when you are ready, you gently open your eyes and carry this remembrance with you. Move through your day as an expression of your higher self. And so it is. Namaste.
Was really good, Rama.
Yeah.
Well, Rainbird and Melissa, we have 10 more minutes. Maybe Rama will find a little Sufi thing to play.
Yeah, it's what I'm looking for at the moment. I need that little light. Yeah. Okay, just a second. It's 6 minutes.
What about that 7 minute one?
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
This is called My Name is Love. I lost myself and found you. I might have played this, I'm not sure, but it's good.
And I passed the talking stick to you, BBS Radio. I
Rainbird.
Rainbird. I'm not sure where you are.
Melissa, are you there?
No.
Nobody's there?
No. I passed the talking stick back to you, BBS Radio. Thank you so much. We are so grateful to be here. Sat Nam, Namaste. See you tomorrow.